Hey guys,
Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, I am Unique Rat, your DIY business coach here in Studio U. Today we are going live with Rebel Naturals. If I said it wrong, we'll have her correct me as soon as she comes on. But tonight we are going to talk about seven problem-solving skills. Seven skills you have to do when you're dealing with problem-solving in your business. Every business has problems. Your business is not going to move smoothly. I promise you, your business will not move as smoothly as you think you are. Every single Fortune 500s have problems. All businesses have problems. So this is normal. This is what you're going to have to deal with. Now, the thing is with dealing with problems and having a business is you have to be a better problem solver than your problems. You have to learn how to figure out what the problems are in your business quickly so you can solve them so that you can keep this moving. Okay?
Did you turn a lavender off of that stove? I wanted to burn up.
So make sure that you are addressing your problems as soon as you see a problem. A problem is like a cancer. You do not want it to fester. You do not want it to fester and become a cancer. You want to get it early and see what the problem is and diagnose what the problem is quickly. So in this live, we're going to go through seven steps. So in this podcast tonight, we're going to go through seven steps of how to figure out what the problem is and deal with it. What you need to do to deal with these problems in your business, okay? And how to just address the issues in a positive way. The first thing is identify what the problem is. All of us need to identify what the problem is in your business. We all have different issues. It could be our system. It could be our employees. It could be your structure. It could be your product. It could be, you know, how you're handling business, how you're handling your customer service, what's going on. It could be any of this. So in the beginning of the day, identifying what the problem is. Once you identify what the problem is, you see how big of a problem or how small of a problem is. If it's an individual problem, you address that individual. If it's a systematic problem, you have to readdress the system, okay? And sometimes you have to come out the normal to address what is going on in your business. So that is the main thing, is understanding what the problem is and addressing the problem. The second part of the number two is understanding everyone's interests. So if you're working in a manufacturing or you're dealing with manufacturing and you're dealing with product control, making sure that your products are controlled, you need to look at your employees, make sure they have the right equipment, make sure they're equipped with the right knowledge, make sure they're equipped with the right training. Because you guys can be running a business and you don't even have it systematically laid out. You're having problems with inconsistency in your product. Your customers coming back and it's like, yo, I bought this lotion and it didn't feel like the lotion I bought last time. Why? Because you never wrote out the recipe for the lotion. You never wrote out what was supposed to be in it. You never told your people the right level processes to formulate this product. So because you might not have ever done that, then you need to actually write it down. It's not your employees messing it up because you showed them off of your memory. You know, it's like your grandmama cooking in the kitchen and she's like, yeah, baby, I put a dash of this and a dash of that. So you go home and you put a dash of this and a dash of that. And she didn't tell you you had to stir it three times and whip it five before you put all of this stuff in. So now you have a lumpy cake. You know what I mean? So, or too salty cake or muffins that don't rise because you didn't put the yeast in it. Because she said, yeah, this stuff right here, this gray stuff. You don't know what the gray stuff is. You just see it in the canister. Now, when that canister runs out, you don't know what's in it. You're doing a funnel. Your funnel's not working properly. It's not flowing correctly. Those are things that you may have to, like, go through it and see what the customer's experience is online. customer service, online help, online purchasing. Those are the things that may cause problems in your business that you need to actually adjust. You know what I mean? And your customer, you're not getting any sales on your website. This is your problem. Why? Have you been a customer on your website? Do you know that your checkout system works? Can people check out? Are people even seeing the product that you are presenting? Are you sending the right link? What if your link is broken? You know what I mean? So these are things that you have to address in your business and evaluate those things in your business, okay? Then number three is once you have gone through this evaluation process, list solutions. Because one solution might not be the best solution, okay? Because say your solution is your product wasn't being formulated bad. Now you think you need to fire Janet. You think because Janet is sitting here messing up your product, it's her fault. Now, maybe you need to address Janet and say, hey, Janet, how do you make this product? Watch her. Evaluate how Janet is making this product. Now, Janet is sitting there doing what you do. I put dash this and dash that. And you know Janet's a little creative. So Janet is coming up with her own little stuff to put in there. She's like, yeah. And, you know, I thought this would be cool because then I could put, you know, a little bit more aloe in it instead of a little bit more lavender. And you're like, Janet, no, there's a reason why I only put 1 teaspoon of aloe in this lotion versus 10 teaspoons. Well, the aloe felt so slick on my fingers, I thought it would make the lotion more slick and then people would like it. No, Janet, only 1 teaspoon of aloe because it doesn't mix well with everything else. So these are things. Or she put way too much. Or I mixed the lavender and the epilictus together because I thought that would smell better. No, baby. This is labeled lavender. We can't mix these two smells together. You know what I mean? Because maybe it does two different things. Epilictus gives you energy and lavender calms you down. So how are we going to crisscross the whole little system? And these are things that you never educated your employee to do so properly. You know what I mean? And you never gave her that formula so that she can actually know exactly what to do in her process. Or is she supposed to mix it for 30 minutes? Maybe she's not supposed to mix it for 30 minutes. You know what I mean? Maybe she's only supposed to mix it for 2 minutes. And this is why it's not coming out in the same consistency as the other ones did. Or, you know, you never know what is going on when you are making your product and doing it. So you need to make sure you have a system and evaluate your system before you try to fire Miss Janet for making the product wrong. Because Janet didn't know. All right. The second part of it is evaluate your then after that, if you tell Miss Janet that's how it's supposed to be and Miss Janet keeps messing up, then we need to, you know, reprimand Miss Janet. But from that point on, that you have to start with who taught Janet how to do the process. How did she learn how to do this process? If nobody really taught her, she just was watching Becky over here do the process and she said, oh, I know how to do it. So she jumps in. Then your process is not correct because Janet was not well trained. Now you can't be mad at Janet or Becky. You got to be mad at yourself for not making sure that Janet had the right procedures to train to before she started making these products, because this is your business. This is your brand. Now, if you had hired somebody who got, or Becky was supposed to train Janet and didn't, understood, so completely understood, then we need to reprimand Miss Becky, okay? So that is so many different possibilities and variables in this that you have to look at. Then it may be the way you may not have the proper equipment to make it, or your equipment might be in failure issues or burning out. There is so much things that could be going on with your production. This is why your product is not, maybe the stove is not getting heated up well enough. There's so many things that could be the problem. So you need to watch the process and see what's going on. Packing stuff, shipping stuff, getting your orders online. You got an angry customer because you don't have phone notifications so that you can get the order when it's supposed to. And you forgot to check it in 3 days because you was hanging out. You forgot to check the orders. You was like, I had no orders in a week. And then all of a sudden, the order, and it comes into your spam. Yo, go into the back end of y'all website daily. If y'all own a business and y'all selling stuff online, you need to go into your website daily. You know what I mean? And make sure that these things are being done and these orders are not popping up or something you're not seeing or something that somebody's not calling. And follow up with people. Even if you miss this order after 3 days, follow up with the customer. You know, don't blame yourself. Just say, well, your product is now in production. You know, so make sure that these people know what is going on with your order because communication is key. All right. So after that, number four, like we just went into, evaluate the options, evaluate these situations. Select an option or options that really work for what it is because there might be one or two ways to fix the problem. You know, maybe you only have a certain amount of people working on this part of the line, and maybe you don't. And then maybe you have people impacting, and those people might be better at this. So I always tell people to watch your employees, watch the people who are working with, watch your system, or whoever you have in it. Watch them. Pay attention to the strategies because sometimes you may have somebody who has a better strength in communication that's over here mixing up this dough. She don't need to be mixing up the dough. She need to be talking to the customers. Or you have somebody who knows how to pack boxes is so much better, but you have her talking to the customers and she got, why do I got to talk to these customers? Some people you just need to put in the back office. So you need to make sure you look at all of your options, evaluate what is going on in your business so that you can understand how to communicate and how to figure out what the best option is to fix your business. So those are the things that you have to kind of do in setting up your business and setting up your business skills. All right. Documents and agreements. Now, this is more or less like for real estate people or people, contractors, or you're doing something, make sure you have some kind of documents and procedures that go with what you're doing. If you're trying to build a business and actually trying to scale your business, people need to know exactly how to run your business if you are not there. If you're on vacation, you shouldn't be getting 100 million phone calls because there should be a log or something else that you can look through and see how they can handle the situation. Unless it's a check that they got to sign or something that has to do with finances, they don't need to be calling you about, well, why is the mixer? I tell my people, don't call me unless the building is burning down. Figure it out. You know, and if it gets back to me that they ruined the item, that's gonna be a whole that is a look on me. Like, okay, well maybe I didn't tell them properly. Maybe they didn't do it. Maybe the production is not being procedures. Maybe I didn't document how I wanted it done the way I wanted it done. But I can't be mad at anybody until I have actually evaluated what the problem is, because there are a lot of business owners who have employees, who have people who are working for them, and they pop off the handle at their employees at every mishap. Oh, you didn't do this right. You did it wrong. Well, nobody really showed me how to do it. So there's no instructions. Your instructions say mix the water, the liquid, and the powder together. You didn't see I had to sprinkle the powder into the liquid when I mix it, so to make it smooth. So there's so many ways that you can do it. You didn't say that I can send out this email and to check all these links. You said just put the link in the email. I don't know what that really means. What is putting a link in the email? What is it? And you, oh, the link is just so blank. It's supposed to say this on the link. Yeah, who are you going to be mad at? But yourself, because you didn't even look at what that person did. You know what I mean? So you have to really evaluate what's going on and in your processes. You tell people to send out an email blast, and the email blast goes out, and it just goes out. You didn't tell people what to send. You didn't tell people how to send it. None of that. You just say send out the email blast. Okay, so, well, there's 50 million email blasts in here. Which one do I send? And then when they send the wrong one, you're mad, right? So those are things, the procedures you have to have to build out your business. All right, and then the last one is monitoring and evaluation. Monitor what's going on. Pay attention to what's going on in your business. The biggest part about problem solving and dealing with problems in your business is knowing there's a freaking problem. Not having somebody else have to tell you over and over that there's a problem. All right? So those are those things that you, and you be able to evaluate how your process is working, how your problem is, how your solution is working. Once you have come up with those solutions, you still need to monitor and document it to make sure your problem is actually fixed. Until you know it's actually fixed and you see it's consistently being fixed, then you need to make sure. You need to watch and evaluate that whole situation and make sure those are the conclusions that you want in that. So those are my 7 steps of how to evaluate your problem in your business and how to solve problems in your business. The seven steps. All right, guys. So we're going to bring on our special guest tonight, and we're going to talk to her about her business and what problems that she has and problem solving in her business. All right. Hello.
Hello, hello.
How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. How about yourself?
I am doing awesome. Introduce yourself to the audience today.
Sure thing. My name is Mary M. Shaw. I'm the creator of Rebel Naturel. Rebel Naturel is luxury-inspired skincare made from plant-derived ingredients.
Nice.
And that's a little bit about me.
Yeah, so what made you get into your business?
So I started, it was kind of an accident. I didn't set out to start a business. I set out just to create skincare products for me to use. I was in a place in my life where I was changing like my diet and my habits, the things that I was putting into my body. So it made me conscious of the things that I was also putting onto my body. And I was just finding, I was having a hard time finding products at a price point that I could afford. So I started making my own products, and it wasn't until I gifted it to a friend that she was like, you should start a business. And that's kind of where it all came from.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's awesome. That's usually how products start, is when you're working on yourself or doing stuff for yourself, and then people say, hey, you should do this, you know, when somebody tries your product. So back to our topic is, what problems, I know this is a, how old is your business?
I've been in business since 2016.
Okay. From 2016 to 2021, how many problems have you had?
Oh, wow. I couldn't even begin to count.
Yeah, so what were some, from the beginning of your business to now, like, what are some of the things that you have done to help problem solve in your business?
I would have to say the thing that helps me the most to problem solve in my business is to have an idea book on me at all times. Like, I always write down every idea as soon as it pops into my head. Working on a problem, if I come up with a solution and I can't execute that solution right away, I just write it down in that book, and I can always come back to it.
Oh, wow. That's great. I mean, that's a great way of actually, you know, figuring out, even if you have an idea of how to fix it, then you can look at it and figure out, you know, your pros and cons to that idea versus just presenting it to the staff, right, or to whoever. Do you have staff, or is this you working on your own?
I'm a solo operation.
Okay, so when you were building your business and making sure that your products were consistent throughout, did you have issues with making sure that everything was consistent, or was it easy?
In the beginning, it was a little bit complicated, but once I learned how to formulate a little better, I learned that it was important to write down my recipes for my formulations. And that way I would have a solid and fixed way to execute it every time so that I could get that consistency.
Right, right. So right now, being that you're a sole person, you know, for you to scale up, you're going to actually have to hire people. What if Walmart calls you tomorrow and be like, I need some products? What would you do?
Well, the first thing I would need to do is I would have to have a purchase order in hand. But if I did have that, what I would do is I would then go to my financial institution. I have a good relationship with my bank, and let them know, hey, I'm going to need to take out X amount of money to fund this order for Walmart. Here is their purchase order. Please front me this money so that I can produce this order. And then once funds in hand, I would be able to hire some folks to help me. So they get paid, the order gets completed, the bank makes their money, and I get to get that big order from Walmart.
Nice. But do you have a system in place for when your employees come in right now? Even I know we got to get the purchase order and all of that great stuff, but say all of that, you got the money, you got the purchase order, and now you have to hire 5-6 employees to do the work. What are you going to tell your employees to do? Do you have a plan for that now?
So basically what I would do is I would teach them the basics of formulation in regards to what I would need them to make. So I don't have a full fleshed out plan, but I know that the foundation for getting the product right is teaching them how to formulate correctly.
All right. Do you hand bottle your product or hand label your products, or do you have a bottle labeler?
Labeler.
Cool. So you have some things in system to make it a lot easier to make sure that everything looks consistent and flows easily. If you had to bring somebody in, even if they didn't know how to formulate, they could know how to fill a bottle and put the label on. That would be the quickest thing you probably could teach them, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So that would be that. Those are the points and things that I'm trying to like tell people, like make sure that you're like thinking ahead, because you never know when sometimes these opportunities come to you. And you don't want to be overwhelmed when this opportunity or a opportunity comes to you and you're like, oh, I can't do this. What am I supposed to do? Da-da-da-da. Even if it's not as big as Walmart, maybe it's a local store, a Whole Foods or a smaller company that wants to have your brand in it, that found you online or whatever. Always be thinking ahead so that you can make sure that you're prepared and have a kind of a system in place to grow, to scale. Or maybe one day you did an ad on Instagram, right? And you get 10,000 orders in it because they loved what you had to say. And now you have to fulfill all of this, all of these items, within a nice time frame. Would you be prepared for that? I mean, I don't
that
know.
That would
your
be
order
challenging.
I don't know your order volume right now, but you know what I mean? So those are the things that when you're dealing with your business and you're moving and you want to scale your business up and become a better entrepreneur and be more active in what you're doing, those are the things that you at least, I'm not saying go buy 10,000 bottles a day. I'm just saying at least you know what distributor you might want to purchase the bottles from, or if you need to buy your products in bulk, then where you're going to purchase your products from. You know, just have that research on the back of your hand so when it does come, it's just like boom, 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 boom. Sometimes with problem solving it as a business owner, it's always best to be over-prepared than under-prepared. And because you never know what's going to happen. You never know when it's going to happen. You never know when you're going to hit that big boom. And then now you have 10,000 orders and you're like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that would be a nightmare situation.
So that's just some helpful hints. Is there anything else that you would like to address or like to talk about in problem solving in your business, or have any questions?
I don't know. I'm really, you know, still getting my feet wet as business picks up, so I'm just learning every day, and I'm kind of just handling problems as they arise, as they come to me. But, yeah, I don't really think I have any specific questions right now.
All right. Are you good at working under pressure?
Oh, I thrive under pressure.
That's awesome. And that is one of the highest techniques or the best technique to have when you are building your business, is if you are a person who panics under pressure, it's really going to hurt yourself. You're really going to, you're really not going to be able to produce, because if you shut down when pressure happens, when people start asking you millions of questions and what to do, then that's going to make your business grow slower. That's going to make, because you're going to shut down, and then we got to wait till you know, rev back up. So those are things doing. So have you ever had, like, what is your worst customer experience, and how did you deal with it?
Oh, well, I've been very, very fortunate. I can't really say that I've had too many bad customer experiences in my time doing this. If I were to pick a worst, oh, wow. I'm really trying to think.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I haven't really encountered any issues where someone has been, like, nasty to me. I haven't had any, like, I've had things, like, get broken in shipping, and people have, like, emailed in. They haven't been nasty. They just were like, hey, I got my product. XYZ was broken. And right away I'm like, would you like a replacement? I'll send it to you. No cost to replace it. You don't have to send me the broken product back. Yeah, I can't think of an instance where I had a really bad customer.
That's good. That's good. That means you are on top of it. You're on top of what you're doing. As of right now, do you have a projected volume that you want to hit this year? How many products?
Yes, I do.
How many products a day?
Well, oh, it's not. It's a dollar amount that I want to hit.
Okay.
Not a unit amount that I'm trying to hit. But I am a little superstitious, so I'm trying to keep that dollar amount locked in myself, but I have locked that number in, and I am moving on track to actually hit it by the end of the year.
Nice. That is awesome. As long as you have a system in place and ideas of where you want to go, that also helps you with dealing with problem solving and dealing with your business, because now you know what you need to prioritize in your business and how you need to, what you need to do to grow. And then when those issues occur, you're kind of already set on the right track to fix them. You know what I mean? So if your number, whatever your number is, like, now you know how much bottles you should have, how much product you need to create, and you know where to go. So you can already be in position to sell those products. Because you, when on online businesses, the crazy part about them is that it can happen overnight. All the promotion that you're doing and everything else, and one day you wake up and you got 5,000 orders. You know what I mean? So with online, that is something that is weird, because you never know when those right group of people, or when that algorithm hits you right. You never know when that day is going to come, or what hashtag you might have used that day to get those level of customers that you need. So that's the cool part about online business. You never know when you're going to wake up and your business is about to boom, especially when you have a phenomenal product. Or say a celebrity endorses, get your product and endorses you overnight, and you don't even know because they got it from a friend or something, and you're like, oh, wow, I got all these sales. You know what I mean? So those are the things that people have to think about and have to kind of put in their mindset when they are doing their business, is just always be prepared for the best and always be prepared for the worst, and have that mentality.
Absolutely.
to grow. And so tell us a little bit more about your products.
So I do luxury-inspired skincare made from plant-derived ingredients. So all the ingredients I use are ethically sourced. So I partner with this company called Baraka Shea Butter that sources shea butter directly from Ghana, and they make a fair trade promise that they pay the women who make this shea butter a fair wage for this shea butter. So that's something that's very important to me. So I use the shea butter in my products. I also have I have a variety of some products. I have body products. I have face care products. And I also do skincare consultations for people that are looking to address or alleviate certain skincare concerns.
Nice, nice. So can you tell us all of your products that you have out, the names of them, just in case somebody's interested in purchasing?
Well, sure. There's my number one selling product, which is my Whips Body Frosting. It's available from October to April. So we just missed the window for the Whip Body Frosting, but that is a blend of shea butter, coconut oil, and avocado oil. I also have my Cocoa Butter Body Balm. So if people out there remember getting their cocoa butter lotion, the Palmer's, from the beauty supply store, this will remind you of that, except there's no added dyes and there's no added fragrances to this Cocoa Butter Body Balm.
Nice. So that's your two?
Oh, no, I have over 20.
Listen,
those are my two
top
sellers.
We want to know. You don't have to tell us.
Well, I don't
want to. Or anything. You just kind of name what the product is and what it's good for.
Oh, you really want to go through all 22?
Hey, why not? This is the way you're promoting your business and getting it out to anybody and everybody who will hear about what you're offering. That is one of the benefits of being on here.
Yeah. Well, I'll go through my top five because I really could talk about this all night and I don't want it to go run too long. I know you probably have other things you want to cover. So I already talked about my Whip Body Frosting and my Cocoa Butter Body Balm. There's also my Lavender and Aloe Face Tonic and Setting Spray, which is a 2-in-1 product. So it's a toner. Toner is something you use after you cleanse to tighten your pores. And it is also a setting spray. So for those out there that wear makeup, you can also use this product to set your makeup. So there's that. My other toners are my Rose and Aloe Toner, which are good for dry to mature skin. And I have my Tea Tree and Eucalyptus Toner, which is good for oily to acne-prone skin. So I do an African Black Soap Moisturizing Cleanser. So it's made from raw African Black Soap and cocoa butter. And you use it as a face wash. I recommend it for all skin types except for dry skin. And I also have raw African Black Soap, the bar soap as well. In addition to that, we have my eucalyptus. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. So why do you, the one with the black soap and the cocoa oil, why do you not suggest that for dry skin?
So I don't recommend it for dry skin because African Black Soap has a lot of properties that can leave people with drier skin a little bit dehydrated, leave their skin a little bit parched. It's too abrasive of a cleanser for dry skin.
Okay. All right, continue. I'm sorry for interrupting.
Oh, no worries. Then there is my Rose Glow Face Oil, which is a blend of jojoba oil, sweet almond oil, rosehip oil, pomegranate seed oil, all kinds of different things. And that is a good nighttime moisturizer. Then I have my turmeric and rose night cream for people that are not familiar with putting oil on their face yet. You could use this as an alternative. And it also, because it contains turmeric, it has skin brightening and skin evening properties. Yeah, I think that really covers my top products.
Okay. Those are awesome. And those are a little bit different than most people that I've heard on their, like, skincare line, which is great. Which is great. But, yeah, I like to do this podcast and have my guests on to really more or less talk about them and to get them out there and expose them. My goal with my podcast is to help businesses grow. Because if you are dealing with me and your business grows or I expose your business to people who are willing to buy your product and make you money, then you look at me and then you're like, okay, I love that. And she's actually helped me grow. So I like to have people talk about, you know, them and talk about their business. People know me. I talk about myself all the time. So when I'm on my podcast, it's an opportunity for you to, you know, expose your business. And then you'll be more willing and likely to share this with other people because you'll be like, well, I was on this podcast and I told a little bit about my product. This is the things that I said. So that's one of the benefits or reasons why I do my podcast is my goal in life is to help small business owners grow and make their business successful. So that's why I'm like, talk about your products. Let me know where people can find them. Let me know where they can follow and like you. Let me know what they can do to make sure that it makes your business grow. Because if your business grows, my business will grow, and then everybody's happy. And we're all on the beach naked.
I hear that.
That is my fun analogy that I love to use. Yeah, but be on the beach naked. And I don't technically mean literally, but when you have that level of freedom in your life to be able to walk on the beach however you like, whenever you like, that is the lifestyle that I am here to provide and want. And I don't want to be on the beach by myself naked. You know what I mean? I want some successful people, business-minded people to be with me. So those are the things. This is the reasons why I do what I do. So that's why I said. Now we can go in and let people know, like, where can they purchase your products at and, you know, anything else you would like to say.
Yeah, so all of my products are available on my Instagram page, and that is at _RebelleNaturelle, RebelleNaturelle. I know it's very long, but Rebel Naturelle on Instagram at _RebelleNaturelle. Everything else is also available on my website at www.rebellenaturelle.com for purchase as well. I ship nationwide for my products, so anywhere in the 50 states, you can order any of my products, and now you can order them in Canada as well.
Nice. That is great. And I love that you're on and very knowledgeable in your products and what you are doing. And I wish you great success in your business and everything you have going on. So everybody, if you did not hear, make sure you follow her, like her page, purchase her products, support Black-owned businesses. If you can't afford them, like and share her post to someone who can or do like the products. You know what I mean? So help her business grow, which helps everybody else's business grow. Like they always post around, the best way to support a small business is to like and share their products. I mean, the better way is to buy stuff. But if you can't buy it, like it, share it. It's a free way to do it. And same thing with me on this podcast. Please like and share my podcast to everybody else. I'm going to let you go, and we will talk to you later. And everybody, her links will be in the podcast at the bottom of this podcast posted up, and they will be. We're going to start putting them on the website, and we're going to start putting them. Making sure they're linked on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Blog Talk and every other platform that we are on. So make sure y'all click the link, look at her website, get her SEO up, find everything out, find out what she has to offer, and find somebody who likes her products. But I appreciate you taking your time this evening and coming on, and we'll be talking soon.
So much. I really appreciate the opportunity. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. You have a great night.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye. So, yes, everybody, make sure you like and share this post so she can get her business out. Anybody who would love to be on my podcast, please send me a DM. I'm always looking for guests. We can schedule you out. We can find a topic that works best for you. So those are the things that we do. The I Am Unique Right podcast is designed to help small businesses grow, figure out what problems they have, and how they can fix those problems. That is what I am here for. I am a fixer. So please come and share and like to anybody who may have a problem in their business. So, and if you need a way to stay more organized in your business, make sure you pick up the I Am Unique Right Business Planner for Small Businesses. This is a quarterly planner. The third quarter is coming up, means third quarter is coming up. So make sure you pick up this quarterly planner so that you can start planning out your business and making your business a little bit more successful. Like and share this. Please give me loves and hearts and everything else so that we can continue to grow our businesses. If I help you grow your business, you'll help me grow mine. Y'all have a great night, and I'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.